Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and we wish you and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Pink Glasses Combo with your one and only host, Ola Oluwa. I should introduce myself more like this. Welcome, everybody, to another episode. Merry Christmas. It's a beautiful, it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's an amazing time. And I'm just, you know, excited to see another time of the year. I wish everyone a merry. You're going to have to deal with me today because my energy is just high. It's just high up there, and I'm thankful that I even have the energy to do all of that. So you have to understand me for this episode. 5 minutes into it, I did not have what to say or what to do. I was just like, do I really need to record this episode? But I'm like, it's Christmas. Like, you know, I was like, when next are we going to have Christmas that falls on a Saturday? So I was just rough it, you know. It might be a short one, it might be a long one. I don't even know how today's episode is going to go, but it's just a flex, that's it. And again, Merry Christmas. I wanted to say Happy Christmas. Well, it's Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. My best wishes to you and yours this holiday period, this holiday season. I hope that, you know, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the birth of Jesus Christ will continue to radiate, whichever is the correct pronunciation, in your heart this holiday season and even through the new year. I know from experience that between 26th and 31st, they are the same thing. Like, once we finish Christmas like this, most people don't even know what date of the calendar we are in. Like, is it 27? Is it 29? Is it 28? Those dates have suffered in this life. Like, it's just the same thing for most people. Especially if you're not working that period, you know, in school that period, you know. Like, I will be working next week, so I'm learning now that if I'm doing a job interview in the future, I would ask them, do you close for the year? Do you close for the year? You know, and again, like, my December is very clean, you know, no money. I've accepted that the Lord, the birthday boy, the birthday man did not, you know, he's like, I want you to have this account balance, my dear. Because this account balance is not, the account balance I have is not enough to celebrate the birth of my Lord Jesus Christ. But it is what it is. So, you know, I was celebrating in my own way. And when I was even like thinking about what to talk about today and thinking over a couple of questions I've heard the last 1 week from my non-Nigerian friends, is like, how do you guys celebrate Christmas? Or like, what do you do for Christmas? Because I see that Christmas tradition is different per culture. And that is really interesting to see. And so people have been asking, like, what do you do? What activities do you engage in? What kind of things do you do as a family back home in Nigeria? And it all just came to my head, like, 2 seconds before I started recording. And I'm like, shout out to all my cousins and all my aunties. Like, you see, once it's 20-ish, I have like cousins that come over to, you know, my mom's house. Oh, that's in my house. Where is my house? Not in my picture, is still there, you know. But I have cousins and aunts and family friends that come over, you know, to our house, and they stay over to Christmas and to the 31st. 31st to 1st is an important part of New Year. You know, if you're from Nigeria, and I've noticed that other African countries too, they don't joke with crossover service. You see the prayer that you will fire from the 31st, that crossover time. Those are critical times. You must not be caught slacking, slopping, you know, sliding. You have to fire prayers. You have your head, your heart, everything has to be on point. You know, and so I had cousins then that would come over and spend time. And I would just remember, like, we would try to cook. And there's this joke, like, you know, we'll try to cook and we would not finish cooking until like 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. because everybody slept late the night before. And in the morning, we'll go to church. If you meet my mom on the good side and you dress up early, you will eat before you go to church. If you don't catch my mom on the good side and you are dragging on Christmas morning and my mother is just getting dressed for church, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. You don't have any food to eat that day. You will eat when you get back from church. And so my sisters sometimes will cook. You know, and other times, you know, if we have a particular friend over and all of that, we'll cook. And then in the afternoon, we had specific family friends that we must go to their house every 25th. That was our family tradition. For some reason, every year that we go, my cousins and I will be like, we're not going next year. We're not going next year. Next year we come. We will be there. Live on direct. And it was just so interesting. But those were really fun times. You know, we spent them with family friends. We had like three places that we used to visit. Three family friends that we used to visit that had like Christmas parties as part of their own tradition, and we would go, we would eat. So by the time you come back home with food and take away, the food that we collect from all the places that we visit is enough to take us from from the 26th up until the 31st. And then when is the first again? Yes, we have somewhere that we go to as well. And so it's just, and then by the second, by the third, everybody is back to reality. Like, you know, life continues and this holiday will not last forever. And then, you know, everyone goes back and, you know, we go into the new year and all of that good stuff. Also, what is a family gathering or a family time or family get together or holiday get together without inside bands and fights? If your family is like mine, the fight is always accountable, you know. But, you know, little bands here and there. My cousin and I, we had time that we always used to bark at each other. And then, you know, just fight. And then everybody remember what somebody did. And, you know, my aunt would give inside jokes about my mom. I have this aunt, like, shout out to her. She's the queen of storytelling. Legit, like, I have to call her and be like, I need to hear this gist. Like, those are the times when, you know, we'd hear about our parents when they were young, their experiences and all of that. So I just really wanted to share my own Christmas tradition. You know, what are your own family Christmas traditions? If you don't have any, are you trying to create one for yourself? I do find myself doing that a lot these days, where I'm like caught in, I mean, that time of life where I'm like caught in within or caught with those things that I grew up with or grew up doing, activities that I grew up doing, and now trying to create my own, you know, modifying what I've heard, what I've learned, different things, and then creating my own reality and creating my own, not truth, Christ is the way, the truth and the life, you know, but my own reality. Reality is the word, that's it. So yeah, you know, what traditions are you trying to build? And if you're not thinking about that, you should start thinking about that. What is the family tradition that you want to start doing, even if you are not married yet? You know, if you are, congratulations, your home is blessed. If you've not been doing that, like, what traditions do you want to do healthy? You know, if you're a Christian, like, faith-based tradition that you want to do around the holidays. I've heard of people that, you know, their family, like, they go through, like, a Bible reading plan, and it doesn't have to be, you know, churchy or religious, you know, but it's good if you have that. There are families that go through Bible plans, there are families that, you know, from a certain day, they have Christmas music playing. Like, for my family, my mom will put up the Christmas decor right after her birthday. My mom's birthday is like on the 24th of November, and so from the 25th, we already know that it's time to unpack all the Christmas decor and ornaments and all of that we hid somewhere up above, you know, up above the cupboard or anything like that. Also realizing that it is the last Friday in 2021. That's huge. That's really huge. And I'll still talk about Christmas, so I'll end with all of that. But in the middle of this, you know, I'm doing it like a sandwich. Talk about Christmas, talk about the year, then finish up with Christmas. You get the gist. Yeah. So in the middle of this is the last... Did I say Friday? Well, I'm recording on Friday, but on Saturday, this is the last Saturday. If you do listen on Christmas Day, this is the last Saturday in 2021. And the last movies that I've been watching, I think, have really started up a consciousness in my mind. Just like this gratitude consciousness. Like the last couple of, if you don't know, I'm a big Korean drama enthusiast. And yeah, so last couple of movies I've been watching and just things I've been seeing and just news I've been hearing over the last month have really pushed my heart towards a place of gratitude for food, for shelter, for clothing, for life. Before we even get to the life part, right? Like, there are times when we even take the gift of shelter for granted. Like, I mean, I was watching this movie and I was like, oh my goodness, the way they emphasized or they depicted how important shelter is. Sometimes we get too used to God's blessing. We get too used to the good things, you know, the great things in our life, the blessings of God in our life. We wake up, we sleep, you know, we go out. We can go out and be like, I'm going home. Like, we have a home to go to. Sometimes we don't realize that is a blessing in itself. Some of us can open our fridge and we have food. Maybe not the best. Maybe not to our cravings. You know, maybe not the best of the best cuisine. But we still have food to eat, right? Or the fact that we even have clothes. Like, we can open our wardrobe, we can open our drawers and pick a shirt and pick a jean and wear a shoe. Like, those everyday things, like, that we just go through. Like, we wake up late, I'm late, I'm going to work, I'm out. We don't realize how many blessings have been packed into just that 1 hour, that Monday morning, that Friday evening. The fact that some of us even have choices to do certain things, for having a place to even say that, yeah, working somewhere, you know, might not be the best job. You want to change your job is not really the best, you know, it's not really paying the way you want it to. And I get that. But it's just a heart of gratitude with what we have right now. And knowing that it's the last Saturday of the year, 2021. Like, 2021 is coming to an end. Like, 2021. Like, a whole year. is coming to an end. I was talking to a friend this morning and we were just talking about where we were like last year. It's not like where we were as in pay money or all those stuff. No, it's I'm still your humble girl. No, not that, but you know, she was going through a couple of stuff last year. You know, I was in a different place last year and I was like, I didn't expect my life to go the way it did. I had plans of things I wanted to do. Like starting 2021, if you tapped me from my sleep, I could guess in my own human understanding, I could guess and say, it's not possible here. If this does not work, then this will work. Then I'll go here and then I'll go there. I mean, I'll share a lot more details about all of this. But my life went the complete opposite. Like, the Lord took me and just, He changed my plan, which was hard. It was very hard in that season. And I was like, God, how far now? You can't do your girl like this. This is not how we talked about it. But in the midst of that, and I was sharing my friend this morning as well, and I was like, I still don't understand why the Lord, He didn't change my plan. He didn't change the plan. My own plan just didn't happen, right? I still don't understand why my own plan, acknowledging that it was my plan, or why my thoughts did not go the way I wanted them to. Or the way I thought God wanted them to. I still don't understand. But there's one thing I know, that I don't have to understand. I don't need to understand why. The why. When God says move, all I need to do is to obey. The biggest thing that is required of me is to obey and to move when the Lord says move. I will not always understand why. If we wait, if you're in a season in life, if you're going to certain things in life where you know that the Lord is telling you to move and you're waiting for a why, where the Lord is saying move, and you're like, God, I want to know why. He might tell you, you might get your why. But getting that why is not the main thing. It's to obey. You know? And so we're just having that conversation this morning. And we're just talking about like the things that happen. We're like, Gavin, like all of this is, life is so different. You know, it's so different. So different right now. And, you know, to recap the year, bring everyone into that consciousness that a year is ending. It's right. And this is not the episode or the conversation where I'm like, you know, we achieve this, you achieve this, you achieve that, you achieve that. It's good if you do that. It's good. But that is not even the case right now. I'm just bringing us into that consciousness that a year is ending. It might not have gone the way you planned it. It might not have been the way you wanted it. Also acknowledging that people lost jobs this year. People lost loved ones this year. People lost partners this year. People changed careers this year. You know, people lost friends. People lost family. Life happened. People lost businesses. People gained friends. People gained family. People gained relationship. It has just been a year. Like, and let's not even begin to talk about COVID. That was like a general factor to everyone. You know, we all went through COVID. Maybe it was thicker. I feel like in 2021, everyone with COVID was just like, you know what? I'm going to live my life. Right? And it was thicker in 2021, but it was still a thing in 2022. It was a thing in 2021, maybe not as deep as you know, the impact and all of that in 2020 and how people felt and the anxiety that came with it. I feel like in 2021, people learned to live with it, you know, to still find time to be social and spend time with friends and spend time with family while doing all of that. So still, it's the end of a year. Let's take some time to reflect. I'm not saying failure, no, this is, you know, like, take some time to reflect on just the year. You might have 1,001 things that you didn't like about the year, 1,001 things that you want to change about the year, 1,001 things that didn't go the way you thought they would this year. But if I may encourage you, is to find something to be grateful for. It's to find something to be grateful for as we end the year. And it's hard. It's really hard sometimes. But still finding something to be thankful for and be grateful for. Even if it's life. Even if it's family. And if hearing this, you feel like, what is this girl saying? Like, you have no idea what I've been through. You have no idea what my life is right now. I respect that. I respect it. But if anything, I'm grateful for you. If you can't find something to be grateful for this year, either I know you personally or you or not, either you know me personally or not, I'm still grateful for you. I'm grateful that I get to share my thoughts. I get to share so many things with you in such a short amount of time. So that's something I'm grateful for. If you can't find something to be grateful for, which is understood. But I do hope that some way, something, if you're expecting that last minute miracle, that last minute poof, you know, that last minute shine, I do hope and I do pray that you will get it. You will get that one thing to hold to. If you feel like you're holding the last straw and it's like, if I let go of this, that is it. I hope that you will find something thick. I hope that you find something rigid, something firm to hold on to. Also, it's Christmas. If you can, which I hope you will, find some time to enjoy and celebrate this season. Like I said in the Holiday Jolly episode, if you've not listened to it, you can go back and listen to it. I said in the Holiday Jolly episode, whether you celebrate the holiday or not, that thing that bothers you, that issue, that challenge that bothers you, will still be there. And that's not a laughter of shame. It's just a laughter of acknowledgement. Like, it will still be there. And so I do hope you find something to make yourself happy. Your happiness is not in anybody's hand. It's in yours. And sometimes we feel like so downtrodden. Like, I can't do anything. I don't feel like going out. I don't feel like talking to anybody. I just want to be in my space. I just want to be in my head. That is fine. But a lot of times, what you need to feel better is out there. And by out there, I mean stepping out. Doesn't have to be with other people. But doing that thing that you are not doing, that you're supposed to do, that will be helpful. Maybe it's making that phone call. Maybe it's going out for a walk that you've not been doing. And you're just like, I don't want to do it. Try and do that thing. Try and take a big step out of your emotions and how you feel and do it. Because a lot of times what you need to do to feel better is in that thing. It's in that activity. So it's the holidays. Gets are great. Family time is great. But Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, I had to put that bar in there. It's all about Jesus. Let's not forget. Because a lot of times the presents, the pictures, the pinkness, all the jim. You know, like my mother would say, all the jim. All the glitz and glamour. It's so easy to get away. All the activities, the events, all of it. It's so easy to be carried away. But I hope you find time to come back. You know, I was reading a devotional and it was like, when the wise men saw Jesus, they worshipped. Like, they beheld him and then they worshipped. And so, I hope you find time this season to worship. I hope you find time this season to gather yourself back to who this is about, to who this season is about, you know. And still enjoy it. Still spend time with family. Still spend time with friends. But gather yourself back. You know, when you feel like you're going, and you're like, come back, dear. Come back. It's about Jesus, right? It's about Jesus. It's about the one person that left the high and mighty to live like I live. He understands how I feel. He has felt every feeling that I feel or that I have felt. He understands every emotion. Every emotion, he was tempted as I am or I will ever be. That's the birth of who we are celebrating. It's Jesus. It's the one that has taken me from death and brought me to life. So when we say Jesus is the reason for the season, it's like, the good news, it's a time, of course, a time of celebration, but a reminder that it's all about Jesus, you know. So next episode, I'll be talking more about the new year. It's a two-part holiday series, this one for Christmas, and then the one next week for the new year. You know, we'll talk more about this very popular new year, new me, you know. It's that time, you know, between January 1st and January and like February 15th, so after Valentine's Day, you know, that period is that new year, new me. So I'll talk more about it, you know. And plans for the new year. I'll share some of my plans for the new year. And yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to it. So because it's a holiday special, I don't have a quote for this week. But it's impossible for me not to have a song for this week. Because it's Christmas. In fact, it was a battle. It is a battle to pick one song. Because last year, my Christmas song for the year was Oh Holy Night. But I think I've heard that song a gazillion times that I'm not like, okay. Last year as well, the Maverick City like Christmas album had this particular song that I've never heard before and like caught my attention, and that's O Come Emmanuel, and it has just not left my brain. This year, Mary Did You Know is the top pick for me, but I'm like, I don't think I've listened to it enough to get that seasoning. So I just mentioned three songs. You can pick your own. Pick the one you want as your song for the week. But I will pick, drum rolls, O Come Emmanuel. I just love that song. Maybe because it's one that, you know, I was not familiar with, but it just wraps my heart every time I listen to it. So this is me signing out and wishing everyone a merry Christmas, everyone. Have a good holiday and talk to you next week. Bye bye.